Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
The Blue Collar BS podcast helps blue collar business owners like you build a business that'll thrive for decades to come by turning that blue collar BS into some blue collar business solutions.
In this episode, you're going to learn about the Gen Z bias in the hiring process, that hiring is actually a time machine, that blue collar succession planning needs 1,000% effort because you need to build the bench, and you will always need to hire.
Our guest today is Talmar Anderson, a DLMF Gen Xer who takes her role seriously in supporting leaders and businesses to win at the hiring game. We hope you enjoy the show. Welcome back to the show, Brad Herta. How are you doing today, my friend?
I am fantastic, Mr. Stephen Doyle. And how is Detroit Motor City happening today? What's going on?
You know, the Motor City is abuzz with the your fans, your friends, your family, your sports team, the Detroit Lions. They're out there kicking ass, taking names.
With ready for disappointment in Green Bay this weekend.
You know,
so that's my expectation.
Well, it is going to be a very sloppy game this weekend. Let's just put it that way. Weather-wise, I'm looking forward to it because I have no affiliation with either team. But, you know, I just can't help get drawn into the buzz that Dan Campbell's got growing there with the Lions. So
I just hope it's better than that shit game that was on last night on Prime.
Oh, that was phenomenal. Come on.
Was that the Jets game? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, that was horrible. It was boring as shit.
It was brutal.
Four hours of my life I'll never get back.
Oh, my gosh. We could talk about some people getting fired, because I'm just saying, if I was a boss, I'd fire some people on that. I remember, seriously, when I first started watching football with my husband, I was like, Why aren't these people getting fired? These are epic failures. What is going on? Who drops the ball before you cross the line? I'm just talking about some crazy things going on. Even I can keep up. So why aren't they being fired? I mean, I do know somebody they could talk to. I'd be happy to work with them on how they could let go of these people. But we'll talk about that.
This is a first.
Yeah. So, Brad, you know, let's introduce our guest. This is awesome. So, Brad, who do we have on the show today?
So today we have the wonderful and awesome Talmar Anderson, the badass CEO and co-founder of Boss HQ. She is a powerful speaker and host of the Rock Your Bossitude podcast, which I happen to be the number one guest.
Oh, you're
I was number one for her show. Her mission is to empower business owners and entrepreneurs to enjoy the benefits and success that come with hiring the right people to get the right team. All the dumb fuckery that goes with hiring, she makes it easier.
That's my job.
Let's just summarize that real quick. That's our new tagline.
And it's absolutely a word our clients use, so they will understand that.
So Talmar, she's based out of Southeast Georgia today, moving somewhere soon.
Possibly.
If you may recall, we had her husband on the show when they were in Virginia.
Yeah.
Before they went down to Georgia, Savannah area, and now that's going to change again. So, Talmar, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. Oh my gosh. I am so excited to be here, and good luck containing us to 20 minutes. I wish you well. Go for it.
Well, you know, before I forget and we get moving on, Talmar, which generation do you fit in with?
No one is surprised that I am an X.
Nope.
Generation X, baby. Work hard. No excuses. What the fuck's going on here? Why isn't it done yet? Is my innate personal being. And I work hard to bring that into a professional sphere.
You missed a very important part. Why is it not done yet?
No,
you said, why is it not done yet? You missed the why is it not done the way I want it done yet.
Oh, well, done means it's done my way. I don't understand why we have to clarify
we'll get into that as well as I know that done and done your way are two different things.
This we do. We are very well aware.
So Talmar, tell our audience, how did you get started on your journey?
Oh, So many places. But truthfully, I used to manage law firms. I used to boss around attorneys. And I was inspired to go out on my own. And I knew that I wanted to work with really passionate, focused people that were smart and driven, just like attorneys can be. And so I ended up in the business owner space of helping them through operational consulting. And as I went through that process, I recognized that most people didn't get access to somebody that was truly able to help them. By people, I mean business owners, that was truly able to help them understand hiring and management as a process until they could afford to join $100,000 a year masterminds. Then they'd fly in the expert would fix it for them, and then they would move on down their way. Mm-hmm. And so I've really dedicated our business to creating as many different ways for business owners to access that information and really bring that skill inside so they can build their own best team.
Tell us a little bit more, Talmar, about that the business owner side, as they're trying to really find that talent they're looking for, right? You mentioned a little bit, you know, about helping business owners so they don't have to go into that you know, million, you know, the $100,000 million plus mastermind.
Aspect. Well, we want them to be able to afford to. We just right. want it to be faster with the right people and less stressful, right?
Yeah.
If you want to be there, they're great.
Yeah. So help us understand a little bit more that space for you, like getting into that space and why that matters.
So what I saw was, as I was an operations consultant, and in every business that I saw, the struggles of how to manage, right? So mm-hmm. many people, the Peter principle, are promoted to a point of failure. And what we find fundamentally,
the basic that's why we're here on the you guys, show.
You literally talk about this every single day. The fundamentals yep. of it are somebody is brilliant at a skill or a deliverable, and they are promoted to an entirely different job function, skill set, and responsibility, and they're expected to figure it out. And so what they're witnessing that from inside the law firms, you know, as I would see the decisions that were made before I was involved in decision making, and then trying to show people, why don't we, you know, either train these people on how to be a manager or find people that know how to, I know, crazy thing. And so I really just saw that one, everybody's talking about leadership, which is a fundamental requirement for a successful business owner, not saying that at all, and for managers as well. But the more critical piece is the actual function, the step-by-step process of how do I identify what success is going to look like before I even write my employment ad? How do I know what this business needs that's different than what your business needs, right? And so we created a whole identification process for the hiring so that we have a much more clear path for vetting and proving someone will be successful or at least have a reasonable chance at success. And then we also broke it down for management because we found that people started coming to us really with management pain, being that they had someone they needed to fire and they just didn't, they either were like, I don't know how, or as a lot of us A-type entrepreneur boss mm-hmm. types, we're like, what am I doing wrong? There's got to be another way to say it because they're not hearing it from me. And I've said it every freaking way I know how to say it. So just tell me how to fucking say it so they'll hear it. And if you could tell me that, Talmar, I will throw lots of money at you. And I do like lots of money, but I was more trying to get them to the idea of, okay, let's figure this out.
Right.
So we created an actual management framework that teaches the how-tos of managing, the how-tos of hiring so that people can nice. Get there with the right people.
So right. let's just kind of talk through that from a generational perspective right now. So
absolutely.
The how to hire.
Yes.
Are you starting to see some Gen Z owners coming to you? So Gen Z is going to be that 28 and younger.
That's a good question.
To understand how to hire.
Gen Z, not as many. There's a couple that want to get ahead of it, but not really yet. Again, I think mostly because our clients tend to be 5 years or longer before they are willing to admit, oh, I guess I can't figure this stuff out. Somebody better show it to me and I'm ready to admit, okay, just tell me the answer. Mm-hmm. So we do have clients that are like, they might get out of the corporate space, whatever age they are. And they're like, I've seen it. I want to learn it right because I don't want to deal with that. That was painful. And then we have a lot of different people that just are like, I've got a path and I'm going to start a business and it's going to be this. And so I want to learn this, but it's usually we don't get to them yet. So Gen Z is not really in front of us that much yet.
And I'm going to, so for your challenge there, I guess is going to be how do you, right? Because their experience of hiring has pretty much sucked. Right. It was.
Yeah.
They got.
Doesn't everybody say that there? Who says they had a good experience hiring?
But think about the difference, though, how you went through job interviews and applications and things versus how they have had to go through it. It is. All the different portals, all the different keyword searches, all the bounces out for the different things. Because
100%.
No interaction, no face to face.
No interaction.
COVID, yeah. No responses, no communication. So their.
No response, yeah.
Their bias to hiring is going to be different than the other biases that you've experienced already, I would assume.
I would agree with that. I do think that it's going to be escalated. I don't think that it is entirely new, but I think it's an escalated experience compared to what generations before that experienced. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because let's be clear, you know, it was only the big corporations that were even good at sending you out a letter that said, hey, you know, 6 months later, thank you for applying. And at this time, we have finally found someone that is down the, you know. So even those were small business, medium-sized business. They were never good at follow-up. They were never intentional with letting people know. I think the thing that's complicating things for Z's is being raised in a world where everything you do is so held against you. There's no opportunity to be human and make a mistake that it's not going to follow you in every conversation. And there has been a shift to that need for validation in a different way is I think exasperated in people right now because we're looking for immediate response. What do you mean you didn't heart my engagement? What do you mean you didn't respond to my application? And for me, you know, I work in the small business space. There's, you know, small business owners, I'm still just trying to get them to do not even start their hiring until they're really serious about putting it on their calendar because they think they can fit it in, which never works, right? So already they're placing an ad, they're spending 3 or 4 weeks before they're, you guys feel my pain?
Yeah.
Yep. Know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. They put the ad in and then they wait 3 or 4 weeks because they're trying to do the work of the person they just lost because their team's not big enough.
But did they put the ad on Craigslist? Did they put it on Craigslist? That's all I want to know.
No. You know what? Some people do. Depends on your geographical area and it depends on the position. Let me tell you, know what Craigslist is good for finding? Alterations people. So there. Take that.
Oh.
Yeah. Who knew?
Who would have known?
Nice.
See another hands-on business. I'm just trying. Yeah,
I've got a client. I got a client right now. They're trying to hire somebody. He's got all the applications in. He's gonna. He says he paused the ad. Those applicants didn't pass through. And I'm like, he had one hanging out. I was like, well, I'm gonna wait to have the. I'm like, no, you're gonna have the interview with that individual now because you don't know where they're going to be.
They're gonna be gone.
Play the wait and see game. Well, what if I find something better? Nope. This is what you have in front of you right now. So proceed and move forward. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Just move forward and make sure it fits or doesn't fit.
Yeah.
You're right. Right.
Let's talk about that mindset right there.
Which one?
The mindset of pausing to wait because I only have one applicant. I don't want to interview just one. So let's break that down from a generational perspective. How have you seen that change from the different generations, from boomers all the way down to Gen Z? If you have one applicant,
it's not generational and it's experience, right? Once they have an experience of moving quickly and seeing that they have choices in their decision as opposed to choice, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if you're using a good process, you're going to attract the right people, you'll narrow it down. And if you're lucky, you're going to have, you know, 3 to 4, maybe 5 excellent people that you want to actually have a conversation and get further in your vetting. And then you boil it down. If you're using a good process, you've got 2 great candidates and you've got a choice. But that's if you're working your system in a 2 to 3 week period.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole system. Checking references.
Wait. 2 to 3 week. You don't mean 2 to 3 months?
I know. Crazy sauce.
What?
Yeah.
And you mean, I can have applicants in 2 to 3 weeks, not like you can months? Have
applicants tomorrow.
You can have in like less than 24 hours. What? Less than 24 hours, what? Right? So there's this big story that there's nobody out there looking for jobs, that there's no good employees. It's just all a bunch of hooey. And then the business owners are so busy, I don't have time. And I'm like, well, you're not ever going to have time and it will only get worse. This is the, like, I'm not kidding. Hiring is a time machine, people. Take the time to understand it, create an excellent process, and prioritize it every single time you need it, because that's the only way you get space on your calendar. That's it. The only way you can invent time. I'm just saying.
Invent time. I like that.
Invent time. Wow.
It's a time machine. Yeah, I can invent it. I can create it. I can pull it to calendar space by hiring a team that can take the work off, and I've got space on my calendar. I could go get a pedicure, which I really, really need. Just so you guys know.
Good to know.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, that's what I would do. If I had 2 more hours today, that's where I would be.
If you have 2 more hours, when you have 2 more hours.
I thought you created time. Hold on. You create time. So
yes, I do. I do. I actually, you know, it's funny is I have an employee that is on vacation right now. So this is not the week for my pedicure.
So when you have the time next week, no big deal.
It's happening. Trust me. Nobody needs to see that. So.
Yeah. We're going to take care of the talons.
When your feet rubbed. I don't know if you guys have had pedicures.
Nope.
Everybody get out there, get your feet rubbed. It feels amazing. Nope. It is magic, magic, magic.
Nope. Like wrong audience, Kalmar. There's a different show for that.
Different show, not, just not ours.
I know. No, my husband's in the same row. I get you. You guys are weirdos.
So on the leadership side, right? So the hiring side, talk a little bit. How are you finding the leadership side of your business across the different, the middle, the millennial right now, because they're taking over a lot of opportunity because Boomer and X are gone, and you got too large of a gap to get to the Z's that can be in that spot, and we have these differences of respect and experience and all these other things and these mindset shifts that are transitioning. How are you finding that older millennial in that middle spot, managing up and managing down and all those other things?
The thing I see is that their internal talk is just so debilitating. And it to the point now where in our company, we have partnered with, we encourage, we constantly make it a part of our trainings and consultings to remind them that they need mindset people, that they like it has to be a part of their regular work process. So whether that is a faith-based mentor, whether that is a mindset coach, whether that is a therapist, whether that is an energy worker, whatever it is for you as a boss, as a manager of people, your head game has to be on. And it is unrealistic and unfair to yourself to expect you to be able to figure your own shit out. You can't. And the best thing that they can all do right now.
You're not talking
right
like
now,
an ex anymore now.
That is not an ex. Because I'm like,
welcome to for this? Having more than you guys as clients. Yeah. I mean, I work with a lot of ex, but you're not my only clients. I got to make everybody successful. Sorry, man.
You old fuckers, you don't need to talk to anybody.
No, but my exes deal with differently. And let us be clear that Xers and Boomers are also understanding that now is the time that they're their own problems, right? There is a real shift, both professionally, personally, wherever you want to look at it, for people to understand that, the trauma that made us badass, which literally we can give us gum and a knife and it's a good Saturday night for us. We don't care, right? We're like figured out. That was gum with a G-U-M, just so we're clear. Gum.
Not gummies. And a knife, that's different.
Right? Keep your guns in. Yeah, no. Oh, and gummies. Can we talk? Oh, don't even start me. Why does everything have to be a gummy? Swallow a damn pill, people. What the hell? That's the X. That is one of my X qualities, that everything has to be gummies. Drives me nuts. I'm like, you're a grown up. For God's sake, swallow a pill. What is that? I don't understand it. Mm-mm. Sorry. I have no idea if we're getting to any of the good stuff for your audiences. I love you all very much. I apologize.
Fantastic.
It's a crazy day.
It's fantastic.
But to my point, okay, so I hear you guys pushing back, but you know that more and more of your game is helping people with their mind trash. 1,000%
Oh, 100% Completely.
I don't know of anybody on the show that has doesn't have mind trash.
Right. And I know enough to know I can encourage Detroit. So many things going through my head, just bringing it inside. But I think that's the biggest shift that I've seen, to bring it all back to what we're supposed to be talking about.
Is that bourbon in that cup, Tamar? Because if it's not, Friday afternoon, that's a problem.
I know. It's peppermint mocha coffee.
Peppermint mocha
coffee. I'm already. Coffee.
You're Eastern time zone. It's like 3:30. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
You know what the other thing is? I don't have bourbon in the office right now. I finished my bottle. I haven't bought another one. I don't go to the liquor store every day. I just don't.
That's because you're not from Wisconsin.
I'm not. I do love Wisconsin. It's literally my one of my favorite places to visit in the entire world. I'll go anytime I can. Sorry to Detroit. Mm. I've only been there once. Detroit. It was fabulous, but only once.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
So what would you, so let's just talk like your husband's entities, right? And he's got his subs. Let's talk to the contractor, the home service provider. What would be the one thing that you would tell those leaders and owners that they need to be on the lookout for over the next 6 to 18 months?
Oh my gosh. Build that bench, baby. You better know three of everything. And it's like part of your job to actually be out meeting and vetting and recruiting and building those relationships. Because we do, as you guys know, and everybody out there who listens to your show, have a huge, huge succession plan industry hitting all the trades, all construction, truck driving, like just so we just don't have enough experts in individual industries. So if you are a boss, manager, business owner in any of those, you've got to really create a deep bench of go-to people. I tell because we work with people in construction, roofing, all different kinds of things, right? I want their ICs and their vendors and their trades. I want three of everything. I want them to be actively in conversation and connection. So part of the management process with your vendors and your independent contractors is consistently showing up and asking them about capacity issues. And it doesn't have to be, hey, are you going to be available for me when I call? But it is like curiosity about the success of their business. Because as they get more successful, are they excited and telling you about their new hires? Or are they complaining about how they can't find good people? Because pretty soon they're going to be maxed out if they're not already. Yep. So deep, develop that bench. That's what I would say.
Awesome. That's,
I can't say short answers.
I love it. What would you say to those Gen Z business owners that are out there that are looking to hire those people with more experience to help build their bench? What would be some advice you would give them?
This is a great question, Steve. And it's actually, this is generation wide. Everybody's very nervous about hiring somebody who knows more than me, because how can I tell them what to do? Right.
Absolutely.
Hire somebody. Like, I'm not nervous.
You want everybody to be smarter than you.
I agree. Literally go, anybody, you know, if you are a Gen Z and you're following thought leaders, go to the people that you admire. They are all saying hire faster, hire smarter. Like the whole point is to be in a room and go, so I have this idea. How would you guys do it? Right? Like, let them tell you the answer. We're the visionary. We're the people that come up with the ideas or find out something's happening in our industry and start to research it and bring it back to see what we can do as a team collaboratively. Like, there's lots of opportunity there. But to get past that expertise, the thing to remember is no one knows your business like you. Now, what that means is your mistakes are yours 1,000%. However, your wins are yours too. And you cannot let the authorities that are around you tell you you have to. You just ask them, what's the risk, right? An expert is there to say, here is the positive possibilities. Here are the negative possibilities. And if you are a well-balanced, we'll call you, there's probably a better word, but well-balanced boss, you're even going to be so bold as to say, what do you recommend to your expert? Because I don't just want to know what the good and the bad is that they're knowing because they know more than me. What would you recommend we do in this situation? Now, that still doesn't mean you have to do it. The decision is going to be yours. But I want people coming to me. I've got, here's a problem. What are we going to do about it? Like, we can't get logistically what we need from, you know, it's in Japan. It's not going to get here in time. Let's go. Who's got ideas? What are we going to do? And no is not the answer. Write it down. We'll figure out what it is, how expensive it is. And there's a choice in there somewhere. Right. So get them. Run. Don't walk. Always pay them an extra dollar an hour. That's $2,000 a year. I don't care. It make it happen. Get the better people because you will grow faster. And they'll know what they're doing. It's better every time.
$2,000 a year comment, Talmar, is so relevant to who listens to the show typically because they're afraid. They're afraid of, well, that's a dollar an hour more. It's $2,000. What's it going to cost you not to have this person that has already been with you 3-4 years? What's it going to cost you not to fill? What's it going to cost you not to take the job? What's it going to cost you that you got to go work seven days a week for your family, for your relationships, for all those other things? Oh, it's just so frustrating when I see people make decisions off of principle or biases that just don't make sense for the business.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a double-edged sword, right? Because you could decide that profitability-wise, this is as high as I can go. That is a thing. And you will have to look at employees that are really awesome and say, Brad, I love working with you, but I just can't afford that. So I totally understand if this is your 2 weeks notice, right? Like, give them permission, bless them well. That's what, if you personally know that you need this more money, I can't deliver that for the value that it's bringing to our company in this business model. I wish you well. I hope you get it. Just let me know if this is the 2 weeks so I can start my hiring process. It's okay if that's where you need to go. And I think that people, so here's the big aha. Here's what I want your listeners to understand. The big aha is if we are lucky enough to be successful.
When we are lucky enough, Talmar.
Let me finish my sentence, Mr. You're stealing my thunder. If you are lucky enough to not be one of the failing businesses, which is a big if, let us be clear.
True.
Mm-hmm. Mindset wise, we would say why, but this is the warning. If you're lucky enough, then you will always, always need to hire. And isn't that a great thing? Right? Let's be clear. The world today does not let people retire with you. They just don't. Don't invest in gold watches. It's not going to happen, right? So if we can come to terms as the business owner and the management team, and we can understand that hiring is going to be a part of every single year. Management is a part of every single day. This is not something to be fit in. It is something that we can plan on, that we can create process around, because when it happens, it won't be so shocking or scary or at the worst possible time that we have to go, oh crap, now I better write a job description or an employment ad. And when am I going to interview them? And I'm supposed to do this and they're supposed to, it's plan for it. This is what success looks like. It's always building, hiring, leading, and celebrating with kick-ass teams.
Awesome. That is a great summary. So Talmar, how do our fine audience on this award-winning show go out and find you?
Award-winning. I was there when you got that award. One of the awards. I believe you guys are multiple.
Nope,
awards.
We only have the one. We only got one award.
Oh, okay.
Podcast of the year, baby. That's
the one to get. If you're going to get one, get that one.
Yeah.
I would love it if people would find me at your Boss HQ, because we're the boss headquarters, but it's yourbosshq.com. I have a link I'm supposed to have that I'm going to send to the guys, and they're going to put in the show notes, because I believe it's yourbosshq.com/podcast, but let's check that in the show notes, people. I was supposed to know it and I didn't look at it. Sorry,
step
guys.
Three of the process.
Welcome to Generation X.
Right?
Just the bare minimum. What do I need to know? Let's keep it moving.
Let's keep it rolling.
I'm here for you.
Awesome. Talmar, thank you so much for being here today and being on the show and accepting the very quick, hey, you want to be on the, yep, okay, great, and booking it and being out here and sharing all your wisdom and knowledge. You are a true asset to all of your clients. to motivate them and make them move forward. So thank you for what you do for your clients.
Yes, so thank you.
Keep up the great work, you guys. Seriously, this podcast is amazing. It's really right on the point. It's talking about things that people don't have anywhere else to get this information from. So just you guys keep up the great work as well. Together, we're going to help you, all these businesses, grow and build kick-ass teams.
Cool. Thank you so much, Tamar.
Love it.
Thank you, Tamar.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.